morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
We're moving toward implementation of a law that's been on the books for quite some time, yeah?
Well, in terms of the dispensaries part of it, yeah. And as we've been talking about for a long time now, next Tuesday would be medical marijuana licensees will be the date that they'll get their chance to apply. The application period for the 8 licenses will run until January 29th, but already in place is the company which will track the medical marijuana from seed to sale, giving real-time inventory and activity data to the Hawaii Department of Health. That $159,000 contract for the software system was awarded to Florida-based BioTrack THC shortly before the end of the year, and CEO Patrick Vo joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you, and thank you for joining us. Obviously, you're doing well with having this contract recently awarded to you, and now it's taken effect as of, what, the 2nd of January. How do you, in fact, track medical marijuana from seed to sale in real time?
So our system, what happens is every single time the licensed dispensary propagates a new plant by seed or by clone, the system issues a globally unique non-repeating identification number for that particular plant. So it acts as that plant's social security number, if you will. And at every stage in the product life cycle thereafter, where one item needs to be separately identifiable from another, the system issues a new identification number that is a child of the parent. So what happens is it creates an unbroken lineage or an audit trail from product to product, derivative to derivative. So you can backwards trace. You have an identification number. You can backwards trace it through its lineage all the way back to the plant from which it came. And you can forward trace from any plant to everywhere that currently is. So if you harvested, say, 100 grams from plant 1, 2, 3, the system would be able to tell you 65 grams are still in inventory, 30 grams have been dispensed to patients, 5 grams have been destroyed as waste. And so the system that we will be developing for the Department of Health aggregates all of the seed-to-sale data from all of the licensed dispensaries into one location so the Department of Health can have full visibility over all the plants, all of the plant matter, and all of the infused medicated products from end to end.
So, Patrick, though, at the very, very beginning of that cycle, when you say that it's assigned a number from the very moment that it's planted, that's a human activity, though, right? That's not something that's going to be done by computer, because obviously you need a human being to be able to plant it, right?
Correct. Absolutely. So what this is the software is a digital representation of reality. So obviously there is going to be a human element involved. But if in the software system, let's say you have two rooms with plants. In one room you have 300 plants registered, and in another room you have 200 plants registered. If the Department of Health comes in for an inspection and one of your rooms is missing plants, we have a problem. If one of the rooms has too many plants and it has plants that are undocumented, we have a problem. So there is an alignment between what is actually on the floor and what is registered and represented digitally.
That would be to prevent human error or maliciousness.
Yes, exactly. It handles both. It handles both unintentional as well as intentional errors.
At that point where there would be potentially an error found, then what would happen?
That is up to the Department of Health.
No, I mean, in terms of the system finding that, you know, there is not the same amount of plants that should be on the floor, or there are more than that should be on the floor. Is there a way that the computer system is actually going to be able to trigger that first?
So we're talking about during an inspection that the computer itself would trigger it?
Or even before an inspection, just as an ongoing way of being able to have another level of check, being able to scan the plants that were there and being able to see that all the plants that should be there are there? Or is that only going to be triggered by an inspection where that would have to go back and be done by a human person?
Right. Well, so it would require physical verification. Now, there are other checks and balances in place at various stages of the product life cycle. So let's say, for example, at the point of harvest where the cultivator weighs the plant matter wet, and then subsequently after a couple of weeks after they've dried and cured the product, they would enter a dry weight for that plant material. One of the things that the system can do is measure that the dry to wet ratio. And if it is out of a reasonable tolerance, that would definitely send an alert or be a red flag on the Department of Health side. So they could say, hey, this was measured 100 grams wet. It measures 40 grams dry. That seems incredibly unreasonable. That's something that we're going to have to investigate further. What this is it is a tool that gives the Department of Health data to make informed decisions about enforcement, about compliance regarding the licensees.
It's not meant to be a fail-safe.
Well, it is a system of registration. It is a system of documentation, and so that way there is transparency in the process. But again, if somebody, it is a tool that provides data to the department so they can make informed decisions about how they enforce the rules with the licensees.
Your company has contracted with 4 other states. As you look at what you're doing for them and you look at what you're being asked now to do for Hawaii, are there similarities or is Hawaii a different animal entirely?
Every state is different. What's really unique about the cannabis industry is that it is so fragmented. Every state does things differently. One of the states that we have a contract with is recreational, so adult use cannabis. There are different product types. Some states allow for smokable bud, whereas others are strictly capsules and lozenges and infused products of that nature. Every state's going to be different. Hawaii is going to have its own unique challenges that we're going to basically have to look at and tackle one at a time.
Do you see any of those going in? Obviously, you made an RFP, you were awarded the contract, you've done some real study and surveying of what Hawaii is all about and how you would have to deliver your software system here and what Hawaii might need. Do you see any of those issues that are very different that you might find that you're going to have to do some workarounds?
No, nothing to work around. The great news is that we have had so much experience with the other states. And keep in mind, though we have government contracts with 4 of those states, we have a second product, and that's the business system that is used by the cultivation facilities, used by the dispensary facilities to track from a business level. So they track employee accountability, they can track sales trends and things like that. And that business system is used across 23 states, D.C., Canada, Jamaica. And so we have kind of a very wide as well as a very deep experience in this industry that there's really not much that we haven't yet seen. And so we'll be able to take components that are relevant from the other states that we are doing business in and be able to create a solution that is tailored and customized specifically for the Department of Health's workflows and the rules that are in Hawaii.
All right. Well, we wish you all the best with that, and we'll see how that starts to roll out once we actually have dispensaries. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Patrick Vo is CEO of BioTrack THC. His firm's contract to track medical marijuana sales and transportation data in Hawaii in real time is the 5th state government agreement to use the company's commercial software system. You're listening to The Conversation on statewide member-supported HPR2. It's now 8:15. Coming up, the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra offers a multimedia Disney show. But first, your backyard quiz.
Unihua,